From boardrooms to drilling rigs, much of the U.S. fossil fuel industry has been counting down the days until President Obama turns over the keys to the White House. Donald Trump doesn't officially take the wheel of the nation's energy policy for several weeks, but according to State Impact's Joe Wirtz, Oklahoma's oil and gas industry says its prospects have already improved under the president-elect.
On the campaign trail, Donald Trump wooed Energy State voters and industry leaders, from coal miners in West Virginia.
We're going to put the miners back to work. We're going to put the miners back to work.
To oil and natural gas producers in North Dakota.
We're going to lift moratoriums on energy production in federal areas. We're going to revoke policies that impose unwarranted restrictions on new drilling technologies.
Trump has rubbed shoulders with and sought advice from Oklahoma energy executives like billionaire Harold Hamm of Continental Resources.
I guess we can consider Harold the king of energy.
And promised to be a big friend, huge, to fossil fuel. Barry Mullenix says those gestures, even if they are lofty campaign promises, are already a 180-degree turn from attitudes in the Obama administration.
What we've seen happen over the last 5 or 6 years is an onslaught of regulations that the industry, right or wrong, feels have been put in place to help put the industry out of business.
Mullenix is CEO of Panther Energy. The Tulsa-based company has drilled a lot of wells in Oklahoma, Colorado, and New Mexico over the years, and is now focused on producing oil and gas in Texas's prolific Permian Basin. Mullenix, who also serves on committees at national industry groups, says wind and solar companies and environmental groups were often in the room when the Obama administration discussed legislation and regulation. When oil and gas knocked,
just a complete shut the door in our face from day one and no discussion whatsoever. They believed that they knew everything they needed to know about our industry without even speaking to anyone.
That's the hallmark of the Obama administration, is exclusion of industry in the discussions of regulations that they are considering enforcing on the industry.
Chad Warmington is president of the Oklahoma Oil and Gas Association. He says Oklahoma energy companies are cautiously optimistic about their outlook under Trump.
So I think what we're optimistic about is that he is a businessman who gets it, that you need the people who are actually doing this activity to have a seat at the table, to have the discussion. Doesn't mean we're going to get everything we want, but we're going to have the ability to have some input into those regulations as they come down.
R.T. Dukes, a research director at energy consulting firm Wood Mackenzie, doesn't see Obama as a foe of fossil fuel, but he does agree. The energy industry is welcoming Trump's embrace.
What does people being more positive do for the industry? I'm not sure that it changes concrete things, but it maybe gives people more confidence to invest. That's positive for people investing in Oklahoma, people investing in Texas.
Duke says it might be hard to unwind all of Obama's environmental regulations, but he adds Trump likely could soften the blow of the Clean Power Plan and methane regulations. And the president-elect could have a big hand in tax and pipeline policy, opening federal lands to drilling and inking international agreements with countries to trade oil and gas.
A lot of that depends on the cabinet he puts together as well.
Duke says today presidents have a bigger effect on the U.S. fossil fuel industry because U.S. oil and gas companies are playing a larger role in world energy markets. That's due to the industry itself and its runaway success in unlocking petroleum with horizontal drilling and fracking. Duke says that boom happened with an Obama White House, and it helped pull the country out of the global recession. For the energy industry, presidents matter, but nothing moves the needle like the price of oil. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
State Impact Oklahoma, sponsored by Cox Business, providing customized phone and data services to Oklahoma businesses and organizations of all sizes. CoxBusiness.com.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. For more on energy, the environment, and politics, visit KGOU.org and click the link for State Impact. You can also follow them on Facebook and Twitter at State Impact OK. And the individual reporters tweet at Joe Wirtz and at Logan Layden.